Remember when you were a child, fearlessly asking for what you wanted? That natural ability to influence others is your birthright. We all enter this world as master influencers. Our cries and smiles were our first persuasive tools, essential for survival. Yet somewhere along the way, many of us buried this innate superpower under layers of societal conditioning to be polite, wait our turn, and not take up space. True influence isn't about manipulation or coercion. It's about becoming someone others genuinely want to say yes to. Interpersonal influence is humanity's evolutionary advantage, the foundation of how we've survived and thrived as a species. Our brains operate through two systems: the gator, quick, unconscious, instinctual, and the judge, conscious, rational, deliberate. While we'd like to believe our rational mind controls most decisions, research suggests the gator drives up to 95% of our choices, regardless of intelligence or profession. Consider the striking study of Israeli parole judges who granted parole 65% of the time after breaks, but nearly 0% by session's end. As they tired, they defaulted to the easier option, denying parole, showing how even trained legal minds revert to gator-driven decisions when fatigued. When influencing behavior, remember that ease is the single best predictor of behavior, better than motivation, intentions, price, quality, or satisfaction. People invariably take the path of least resistance. Most nice people struggle to say no, yet declining requests is essential for developing true influence. In 1983, Stanislav Petrov saved the world by saying "niet" when his system falsely detected American missiles, trusting his instinct over protocol. Saying no creates vital boundaries. Research shows successful givers remain generous while setting limits to avoid burnout. Without boundaries, kindness depletes our strength and diminishes influence. Paradoxically, saying no makes you more comfortable asking for what you want. Clear boundaries convey confidence and inspire trust, transforming requests from needy pleas into relaxed invitations. Studies by Flynn and Bones reveal we underestimate others' willingness to help, with strangers 2-3 times more likely to grant favors than expected. We focus on the burden of our requests, while recipients focus on the difficulty of refusing. Helping triggers dopamine and creates happiness, with even toddlers showing more joy giving treats than receiving them. Charisma operates through fascinating paradoxes. Trying to be charismatic backfires, and self-focus undermines it. Research shows people who feel less powerful use more self-referential language due to vulnerability, not insecurity. The first secret to charisma is shifting attention from yourself to others. Questions effectively transfer focus, as studies show people enjoy talking about themselves so much they'll forgo money to share personal details. Allison Wood Brooks's research confirms that asking questions makes you better liked, with follow-up questions creating stronger connections. Voice quality significantly affects perceived charisma. Lower-pitched voices sound more competent, but the key isn't artificially lowering your voice, it's finding your natural low register through relaxation. When nervous, people constrict their throats, raising pitch. Speaking from a relaxed diaphragm signals confidence because it's physically impossible when tense. For public speaking, use the power of the pause, deliberately pausing at periods and commas, slowing down until it feels too slow, which the audience will perceive as just right. Psychological illusionist Darren Brown demonstrates framing by controlling attention to determine what people notice and miss. When someone establishes a strong frame, like milk and snow when listing white things, thinking beyond that frame becomes difficult. The Bigger and Better game illustrates framing's power. MBA students starting with a paperclip made successive trades for more valuable items. Two students framed their mission as acquiring a car for charity. Wearing animal onesies, they completed 10 trades in 1 week, securing a Volkswagen Jetta from a dealership. This car eliminated a 2-hour bus commute for an Afghan refugee mother. Three powerful frames transform message perception: monumental frames, extreme importance; manageable frames, solvable problems; and mysterious frames, evoking curiosity. these can be combined for maximum impact. Marie Kondo's bestseller, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, exemplifies this combination. Life-changing, monumental, magic, mysterious, and tidying up, manageable. Our brains are wired for threat detection and loss aversion. We especially hate giving up freedom, triggering psychological reactance, our inner two-year-old screaming, "Don't tell me what to do." Rather than pushing against objections, handle resistance like Aikido masters by witnessing it without judgment and creating space for concerns. Effective techniques include preemptively articulating potential objections, reflecting feelings back, exploring resistance with curiosity, and affirming freedom of choice. Phrases like "no pressure," "feel free to say no," or "I know you must be busy" acknowledge the other person's control and actually increase cooperation. The soft ask technique uses hypothetical questions to gauge interest without forcing decisions. Deep listening overcomes our tendency to caricature opposing views. Hearing someone's voice rather than reading their words helps us recognize their humanity and find them 30% more intelligent. Listen for thoughts, feelings, and underlying values. Reflecting back what you heard helps the other person feel understood and calms their stress response, creating conditions for productive dialogue. Negotiation is simply a conversation aimed at reaching agreement, not confrontation. The magic question, "What would it take?" catalyzes creativity, conveys respect, uncovers information, and shifts from confrontation to collaboration. Many negotiations never happen because people don't realize it's an option. An Accenture study revealed that while many executives dissatisfied with pay never negotiated, 72% of those who did succeeded. Three value creation questions expand possibilities. How could this be better for me? How could it be better for them? And who else could benefit? Offering choices inspires collaboration by giving people control rather than pressure. Research shows people are more likely to purchase when presented with alternatives versus a single option. With difficult negotiators, focus on leverage instead of collaboration. Know your alternatives, clearly state your wants, and use strategic silence. Rather than threatening to walk away, use the face-saving Plan B strategy. Reference alternatives while expressing hope for agreement, showing strength without triggering the other party's threat response. Influence is a living web of far-reaching effects. From the Latin influere, meaning to flow in, influence operates through interconnected networks rather than lone heroes. History demonstrates this through examples like the Danish people saving 99% of their Jewish neighbors during the Holocaust and the Cajun Navy rescuing thousands during Hurricane Katrina when formal systems failed. When pursuing ambitious goals, we face both external obstacles and internal doubts like imposter syndrome. Belebs Ben Creta exemplified effective influence by organizing Tunisia's first televised presidential debates, strategically framing his vision as, "Let Tunisia make history once more, to connect with national pride despite authoritarian resistance." Life continually presents opportunities to step forward as protagonists. We don't need to change the entire world. Making a difference within our immediate circles creates ripples that often expand unexpectedly. Understanding decision-making psychology and engaging authentically enables positive influence, making us people others genuinely want to follow through connections that honor human dignity.